Welcome, men. And a reminder, be doers of the word as you become pastors and leaders of your home. Today's message is, are you connected or abiding in Christ? We'll be reading through John chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. So pull out your Bibles now as we go into God's word. Before we get into the word, I want to make sure you guys understand what connected, abiding, remaining in God really means. Think about it this way. The best analogy I could give you is the dishes at home. We have five kids and me and my wife, that's seven of us. Just imagine the amount of dishes that are in a sink. And if it sits there for a day or two, you guys are going to be very well aware that the dishes up on top that are dried up, try to clean those plates. It's really hard. You got to put some elbow grease. You got to scrub, scrape. It becomes really difficult to clean those dishes. Usually the bottom dishes are much easier to clean than the top dishes. And the reason the bottom dishes are easier to clean is because they've been abiding in the solution of the soap in the water for a long period of time. That's what abiding is, what means staying connected, remaining. See, for Christians, that's what we need to be doing. It's easier for Christ to clean us, to wake us up, if we're in the right environment, if we're there soaking it up. It's easier for us to do what God calls us to do, to abide in Him. See, religion says, scrape off the dirt. It tells you, apply some elbow grease to fix your problem. Now, relationship says, soak. Just sit in hot water for a while. Abiding will set you free. That's what we need to do. And that's what we're always emphasizing. To be Christ-like means to abide in Him so He can clean us. John 15, 1 through 11 reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. From apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, ask whatever you wish, and it'll be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciple. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. See, John knew that people back then had the same problem of staying connected. Though 56% today don't read the Bible, back then they had a problem just staying connected, period. See, John uses a real common thing to kind of describe what was going on. So basically back then, every rich and poor Jew had a vine. They had a vine tree. an olive tree, a fig tree. So it was a great analogy for him to use this for them because they understood how a vine works, the ins and out of vines, like a farmer knows how to farm. So I'm going to give you some details about that. Here it says, in a vine, branches are almost completely indistinguishable from one another. It's almost impossible to determine where one branch stops and another branch starts. All run together as if they grow out of the central vine. It's critical to the vine that the branches must be firmly fixed to the trunk so that the life-giving sap can flow through the trunk. The branches cannot be twisted or broken or diseased. If they are, they must be cut off so as to not to impede the growth of the healthy branches. See, if you want healthy branches, you have to prune them. In other words, during the dormant seasons, you must cut back the vine that may have grown to be 5 or 6 feet tall. You cut them back until the trunk is the only 1 or 2 feet tall. It looks like you've killed the plant. However, well-pruned grapevines are the ones which yield grapes and wines that excel in appearance, bouquet, and taste. Also, the best grapes are produced closest to the vine. Understandably, that is where the nutrients are the most concentrated. See, when you think about the vine, they knew these things. There was seasons of the vine. In spring, they would kind of clean it up, where they would actually even wash the branches and so forth. And in the winter, they would cut it. So these are things that are important to understand, and they knew it. And that's why John was using this analogy, so that they could better understand it. See, now for us today, we have to think about what's common for us. And I think about cell phones, right? You know a cell phone. And a cell phone, we know the ins and outs of our specific cell phone. Because we play with it so much, we're always connected to it, we're always playing with it. So we know how to fix the common problems we constantly are dealing with. And if we stay connected to God like we stay connected to our phone, we are then abiding in Christ. Let's go into point number one. All right, I have 3 points for you guys really quick. Point number one, stay connected to Christ because he's the source of life. Point number two, stay connected to Christ because you'll bear much fruit through him. And point number three, stay connected to Christ because he'll glorify the Father through you. Hey, did you know that 56% of churchgoers hardly ever read the Bible? If that's the case, you ask yourself, how do you stay connected? How are you abiding in Christ when you're not even reading his word? Stay connected to Christ because he's the source of life. John 15 verses 4 through 6. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. See, abide means staying under or staying connected to Christ. Christ is the vine grower and the gardener. We must have a right view of who we are. We're not the vine or the gardener. We're the branches. We could only work with the branches, or he could only work with the branches that are connected or stay connected to the vine. Basically, obedient. Are we being obedient? That's how we stay connected. To stay connected, we must be obedient to his commands. To abide is to stay, to remain in community with Christ as the primary vine's means that we agree to be part of something greater than our individual self. See, being a Christian is not just about me. as an individual. It's not about what I get out of something or someone. It's remaining in Christ. See, it's crucial or even critical for us to be connected to Christ permanently in practice. That means increasing our consistency of obedience and growing in the desire for His word. Am I obedient to His word and His commands? That's a question we have to ask ourselves. I'm going to give you 5 ways to know that I'm abiding. 1, am I resting in Christ regularly? Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Read that when you get a chance. Point number 2, I'm experiencing regular, joyful time with the Lord, not dolful motions. Psalms 90, verse 14. I am recognizing sin and repent, not stiffening my neck. Proverbs 28, 13 and 1 John 1, 9. I am surrounded by community, not isolation. Proverbs 18, verses 1 through 2. And last one, number 5. I have a growing desire to obey God and not my flesh, worldly pleasures or passions. 1 John 5, 3. Point number 2, stay connected to Christ because you'll bear much fruit through you. John 15, 5. It reads, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is it that bears much fruit. From apart from me, you can do nothing. So how do you know that you're saved? Well, we know that the demons and the devils believe in God, but doesn't necessarily mean they're not obviously saved. So the question is, how can you tell? Well, Scripture says you know them by their fruit. Well, Matthew 7, verse 15 through 18 states, beware of false prophets who will come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. So how's your produce? Is it growing? People coming to Christ? Fruits of the Spirit growing? Well, I know there's a lot of questions, so let me give you some more clarity here on basically what John is saying here. Or more, you can ask, am I not saved if I produce no fruit? Hopefully that give a better question there. Well, in this context, Jesus is talking about abiding and not abiding disciple believers. There's basically no hints that he's talking about unbelievers here. So he's talking about believers. So the question is, are you abiding, connected? Do you have a growing, personal, intimate relationship with God? See, our job is to bring glory to God. See, the gardener, Jesus, will come and prune because you are not producing fruit. You can read that in James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. You could also read it in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. In this verse, it was basically springtime, not the winter season. See, in spring, they actually clean the branches. In the winter, they actually prune, cut, and throw and burn the branches. What we got to remember is that Jesus doesn't stop loving his disobedient children, just like you don't stop loving yours when they disobey. Luke 15, verses 11 through 24, you can find more information on that. See, Jesus was encouraging them to abide, to remain in him so that they can bear more fruit. Now you're saying, okay, I get it. So believers that are abiding and not abiding in Christ, he's talking to here. So Christians that consistently produce no fruit, what's going to happen to them? Well, they're going to be pruned in spring, not winter, no longer effective for God. So there's what can possibly happen? Well, scriptures appoint to either premature death, divine discipline of some sort, loss of opportunity, loss of reward. Dr. Constable states that increased fruitfulness is the end of discipline, and to all care is directed to this. So only those who abide can produce any fruit and prove to be a disciple. Obviously, verse 8. See, in my personal experience, trying to abide in Christ or trying to produce stuff in my own strength, it's hard. I can't do it. I need to be in the Word. I need to be praying. I need to be seeking God. Because when I'm trying to do things out of my own strength, it's exhausting without abiding. I have to saturate myself in the Word, in prayer, in worship, in meditating God's Word in order for me to do anything. Even this morning, in order for me to even sit here and talk about this, I had to spend some time in the Word and in prayer before diving in. So it's important that we look at ourselves and ask ourselves the question, as a disciple, am I abiding in Christ? Or is pruning coming my way? Point number 3, stay connected to Christ because he will glorify the Father through you. John chapter 15, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciple. Well, let me give you 3 ways in which Jesus is glorified through us when we abide. Number 1, when you're resting in Christ, not only do abiding disciples bear much fruit, but they also receive what they ask for in prayer. That states it in verse 5. How many of us want our prayers answered right now, especially during this difficult time? We want our answers. We want those prayers to be answered. But it takes abiding, connected. Point number 2, when you are a model of Christ's likeness, you bring others to Christ through your behavior and obedience to God's word. People see that you're different, that you're growing because you're abiding in Christ. Matter of fact, you might even just start a revival by even waking up those that are not abiding to abide. And point number 3, you are a witness for Christ to bring him glory. See, gotta make it much easier for you to produce fruit. That's why in evangelism, you have to be in abiding mode before going out. Because he does the converting. It is not you. It's not your unique methods or ways of doing evangelism. Because it's not about you. It's the work through the Holy Spirit. It is Christ who does the converting. But we need to abide in him so he can answer our prayers. So when we go and we pray for somebody, God will remove the fish scales from their eyes and let them see. So my challenge to you men is to stay connected, to abide in Christ, to remain in Christ. Because remember, the vine that's most closest to the trunk is the one that produces the most fruit. We need to stay very close to Jesus to produce the fruit that he wants us to produce so we can bring him glory. Glory to God. God bless. Hope your day's going well in this week and continue to pray and abide in Christ.